Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in the rare earth mine in Inner Mongolia. I speak with Liz Peek about the threat by the Chinese Communist Party leadership to put export controls, meaning blockage or high tariffs, on the rare earths they're shipping either raw or as part of the build-out of electronic devices. Details are impressive. 80% of the Chinese rare earths come from one mine in Inner Mongolia. 70% of the world's rare earths needed for high-end production comes from China. The threat is genuine, and the markets are rocked by it twice now, once on Friday, and then they thought it was going to be solved, and now again. Much to discuss about rare earths coming forward. They're not rare. They're everywhere. But the mining process is toxic and requires a great deal of attention. High risk, which is why there aren't mines in Europe and the U.S. They know that. Need robots? Maybe. A conversation with Judy Dempsey about Gaza, how Germany saw it positively. How the EU saw it positively. Also, relief that there are no more demonstrations challenging the politicians of the various nations where the demos were huge. Berlin, Paris, London especially. It's a ceasefire. It's a prisoner exchange. Is it peace? Not for me to answer, but it doesn't look like it. There are executions. There's gunfighting. Hamas is not disarmed. But Israel has accepted this as victory, and it does look like victory. Hamas has small arms and old men and young boys left. A conversation with Joseph Sternberg about the Liberal Party, the Conservative Party, the Labor Party, the Reform Party. They have so many parties in the parliament. The three important ones are Labour, Tories, and Reform UK. Reform UK is now number two, according to the polling, although it doesn't have the members to be number two. It is Nigel Farage's party. Kemi Badenoch is the leader of the Tories. And Joe Sternberg comes to praise her remarks about economic revival. But he does puzzle if anybody's listening. The parliament is a many-splendored contradiction. Gaza ceasefire with David Daoud and Bill Raggio. What to watch for in the coming days. It's a pause in the long war, is the agreed-upon position. Bill Raggio joined as well. Also a conversation that can go on forever about the U.S. and Israel's responsibility to the people of Gaza who are used as human shields. Palestinian prisoners included some life-sentenced mass murderers. They go back in and speak to Hamas and Islamic Jihad and Fatah as commanders. The DCAP worked wonderfully during the war. Now here come men who have been 20 years in a jail presenting themselves as generals of the resistance. Border conflicts in Ukraine involve Jeff McCausland talking about his time walking the Khyber Pass, longstanding disputes, feuds between two sides of the border. Pakistan and Afghanistan. The firefight caused hundreds of casualties, not easily solved. It's a violent frontier. Gregory Copley joins to talk about Turkey and its war aims, driving the Gaza resistance. Turkey and Doha, Ankara and Doha. The players that started this war and sustained this war and support this war are still in place. Some are signing the ceasefire agreement, some are not. Iran did not attend. But Turkey, Gregory Copley tells me, is the sponsor, the driver, and the funder of Hamas. Turkey has offered refuge and sanctuary to the Muslim Brothers. Hamas is a Muslim Brother extension. We also talk about China and the changes that are imminent. Xi Jinping's economy is a failure. They're on a spiral down. No one has a solution other than to admit you're in a depression and do away with the Communist Party taking its big share of every asset in the country. That's not going to happen, so there's no way out. Finally, a King Charles report. The palace says that the cancer he has is incurable. The palace said he grows tired looking, and he's sending William, his son, on to Brazil for a conference that ordinarily the king would have attended. But he's a brave man, he's holding up, and he's training his son, William, to take his place. How long they have is up to grace. I hope it's a long time. The king and I are approximately the same age. Born April, he's born November. So I'm 7 months older, and I wish him very well and long life. There are miracles every day in cancer. One can come his way momentarily. Hope you enjoy the show. Science tomorrow. Not today. Lots of news out of Gaza. Lots of news out of Ukraine. Good night.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.